Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section, folks. ARS. That's got to be our theme song, Small Business Owners. Do it or die. Even when times get rough and you've had enough, you do it or die. And I know that's what you do because I know you. And I know how you are, and that's why you're my heroes, small business owners. That's why you, whether you know it or not, whether you think about this or not, you're the heroes of a lot of people. And even whether they know it or not. But as I tell people all the time, imagine your community without small business owners. Imagine your community, not just the businesses, but imagine the contribution that small business owners make to their communities. Not only do they show up and run their businesses and deliver great services and products, but they also employ people and they give back to the community. And that's the reason why you're my hero, and a lot of other folks too. Pam Bilbrey knows all about folks like that. She's the co-author of Ordinary Greatness. We're talking about things that will help you be better as a small business owner. Right, Pam?
Absolutely.
Give us your website too, please.
It's www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
All right, so check that out. And the book's available wherever books are sold, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So check it out. And my website, by the way, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the past interviews that Pam and I have done where we've talked about some of these things. We're talking about how to identify what a miserable job is. And one of them, you know, the first one you told us in the previous segment was a part of a miserable job is one that makes you sick. Makes you don't want to go to. And so if you got employees who are missing a lot of work, maybe that's what's wrong, Pam. What do you think?
I think that could be a sign. Absolutely.
What about the other two signs?
Yeah. Well, we talked about anonymity. So another one is irrelevant.
Yeah.
And that's the sense that each of us has in our jobs that we're having no real impact on the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't show up for work, if we didn't do our job well, it really wouldn't matter to anyone. So, you know, that sense of irrelevance can really take a toll on our self-esteem.
What about...
But there's an easy fix.
Could we... Go ahead. Yeah.
The fix is us as the manager or the business owner helping our employees to really identify the impact we're having. Maybe it's on the end customer, maybe it's on our colleagues, but to truly understand how we're helping make a difference in that business every single day.
What about this? Everybody wants to have a little bit of authority.
Mm-hmm.
What if you've got truck drivers and you said, okay, now when you get out to deliver this, if there's something wrong, if it's at this level, you have the authority to fix that. If it's above that, make a phone call. But at this level, if you can fix it, fix it, because it makes the customer happy and it gets it off our plate. And so what do you think about that? Would that help to make people feel a little less irrelevant, like they've got a little bit of command of the company?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That is a great way to get employees to create this sense of ownership in their job every day if they have some authority.
Let me give you an example. I returned a car once, and the car company messed up my deal, and it created a problem for me, and I was obviously not happy about it. And of course, when I complain and when I tell companies about this, you know, I'm not, you know, once the deal's done, they're not going to be able to fix what happened to me, but maybe it'll help them serve somebody else better. So that's one of the reasons I do it. Well, this young man who was helping me, and it was Hertz, by the way. I'll say who it was. It was Hertz. He said, Mr. Blasingame, I'm sorry. That's our fault. That should not have happened to you. And I tell you what, here's a complimentary day of or whatever he gave me. I've forgotten. It was something that was a monetary value. He said, please accept this on our behalf. Now, he was just a guy out on the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but
I didn't care
it.
About the monetary thing.
It
impressed me that he had the authority to make me feel better.
Mm-hmm. And think how that made him feel.
Exactly. Because I was very complimentary to him at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about. People having that level of sense of ownership of their job, that they know that they can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And so as business owners, we have to realize that, you know, we have to provide that kind of authority to our employees so that they can represent
right.
us well.
What's the third one?
The third one is called immeasurement, and it's kind of related to irrelevance, but it's really the ability to measure our own level of achievement or accomplishment, because we all want to do well. Bottom line, we really do all want to do well, but often we're in a job that we really can't measure how effective we are. And, you know, sometimes it's little things, and I'll give you an example. Like a bank teller, you would think a way that they would measure how effective they are is maybe through making sure that their cash drawer at the end of the day balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That doesn't set anybody on fire.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they were to capture on a little check sheet every time someone came to their window and they made that customer smile, and then at the end of the day
right.
they could look at their check sheet and see
mm-hmm.
all those checks?
Mm-hmm.
That can get people really engaged and excited about the work they do.
Give us the three again.
They can see it.
Give us the three
first
again.
The first one is anonymity.
Right. The second one?
The second one is irrelevant.
The third one?
And the third is immeasurability.
Immeasurability. Hey, mm-hmm. Pam, thanks for being here. Great job today. Folks, I know I've learned a lot. I know you have too. Pam, give us the website quickly one more time.
www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
Thank you, Pam. See you next time. Pamela Bilbrey, B-I-L-B-R-E-Y. If you're Googling her, quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.